Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Mary is on the phone with us, ready to play Can't Beat Christine. Mary, where are you from?
Manchester.
Mary from Manchester. It sounds biblical, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Are you an immaculate virgin, Mary? I'm sorry, I should never ask that question of anybody. Mary, what do you do for a living?
I'm a logistics manager.
Ooh, logistics.
That sounds like a scary big job that Salt and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty busy. It can be, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, are you a mess at home?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Right. I find that people who do stuff like that for a living at home, they're like, I'm leaving work at work.
Yeah, forget it. I don't have to be organized over here.
All right, Mary, let's kick Christine out of the studio. Five questions of pop culture trivia. If you get more right than her, a $100 Big Y gift card courtesy of the Big Y World Class Markets will be in your pocket, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, remember, a tie is considered a loss. Question number one. Adam Levine told Ellen he loves being a stay-at-home dad. Was Maroon 5's first number one hit Makes Me Wonder or Girls Like You?
Makes Me Wonder.
Question number two. Priyanka Chopra told to the Today Show he's competitive when referring to husband Nick Jonas about his new role on The Voice. What do they call the celebrities who sit in the chairs on The Voice?
Oh, God. Coaches?
Question three. Nick Cannon, 39 years old today. He has been the host of reality competition shows in the past, but which reality competition singing show can he be seen on right now?
The Masked Singer.
Question number four. When asked about a possible collaboration with K-pop boy band BTS, Billie Eilish said she was in. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
I don't know.
Sorry. All right, question number five. It's The Office's Jim and Pam's 10th anniversary today.
Woo-hoo.
I didn't know that was a thing either until I saw it this morning on the internet. Before Jim, Pam was engaged to which character on the show?
I don't watch The Office, so Brian?
Brian. No. No. All right, let's get Christine back in the studio, please.
What took so long?
Well, we had a stumbling block at the end.
Okay. No cheating, I hope.
There was no cheating at all.
All right, fine. How'd she do?
Our logistics expert from Manchester.
Yes.
Who may or may not have birthed the savior, we don't know.
Yeah.
We never confirmed that. 3 out of 5 correct.
Holy.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Adam Levine told Ellen he loves being a stay-at-home dad. Was Maroon 5's first number one hit Makes Me Wonder or Girls Like You?
Makes Me Wonder.
Question number two. Priyanka Chopra told to the Today Show he's competitive when referring to husband Nick Jonas about his new role on The Voice. What do they call the celebrities who sit in the chairs on The Voice?
Coaches.
2-2. Question three. Nick Cannon, 39 years old today. He's been the host of reality competition shows in the past. But which reality competition singing show can he be seen on currently?
The Masked Singer.
Tied up at 3. When asked about a possible collaboration with the K-pop boy band BTS, Billie Eilish said she was all in. What does K in K-pop stand for?
Korea.
Korea or Korean. Question number 5. It's The Office's Jim and Pam's 10th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
Those kids made it.
Yeah, they did.
Before Jim, Pam was engaged to which character on the show?
Oh, man, he was the delivery guy, the schmucky, tall delivery guy who was always jealous. I can't remember his name. Dan?
Roy.
Of course.
Christine, though, you still get the win 4-3. Mary, I'm sorry you don't get the Big Y gift card.
That's all right.
Don't worry, though. You don't walk away empty-handed. We have a digital copy of Taylor Swift's new album, Lover, for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
96.5 TIC.